I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. My main man, Johnny Kemp. God bless him. Yes. Yeah, that's right. It's time for Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is ready. He's just out of the TARDIS. Biggity Viggity Vic is running around like a lunatic. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And we are ready for Fly Jams, but we need you to call in and make some requests. So anything funky, R&B, soul, and fly, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And the news is coming up, and then it's all Fly Jams after that. Yeah. Fly. Alicia Keys, that was one of my requests for Fly Jams this morning. And that's How Come You Don't Call Me No More. I'd call her. I'd call her constantly if that was an issue. She's beautiful, Alicia Keys. And she's got a great voice. And she can play the piano. And she's on that one JC song that I like. That New York what the hell is the name of that song? Is it called New York?
New York State of Mind, I believe.
Yeah. No, New York State of Mind is Billy Joel. Right? Yeah, New York State of Mind is Billy Joel. It's something New York Village? Empire State of Mind. Okay. New York State of Mind is Billy Joel. But Empire State of Mind, I love that song. I really do. And I'm not a big Jay-Z dude, but I love that song. And I mostly love her stuff in it. So... Fly Jams Friday, everybody. The phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 if you would like to place your requests. And we have some lines open. So let's get funky. 312-981-7200 with your requests. Hey, Airborne. What show is she a judge on, Alicia Keys? Is she on The Voice?
Yes.
Is she still on The Voice? Because they go through judges like I go through socks.
Right. They do rotate the two non-Adam Levine, Blake Shelton spots quite a bit.
Right, because they had Christina Aguilera, right?
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
She's the best. I love Kelly Clarkson. And then I can't even remember. Didn't Keith Urban, wasn't Keith Urban on there?
No, I think Keith Urban. Keith Urban was American Idol.
Yeah. Right, he's American Idol. I get my
sure.
The only judges I care about now are Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, who stinks, Ken Jeong, and Nicole Scherzinger, and the occasional visit from Joel McHale on the greatest music competition show of all time, The Masked Singer. Have you seen footage from it, Dan?
I have not. I've seen a commercial here and there. but I read a funny story. They interviewed Ken Jeong, and the reason he agreed to do it was because it was his mother's favorite show.
Oh,
because
it's from Korea.
Yeah, it's from Korea. Yeah. Like, to the point where she was obsessed with it, and he hadn't encountered it. And when he mentioned that he might be up for it, she made him watch a bunch of episodes, and that's what convinced him.
That's amazing.
And at the end of the interview, he's like, it's kind of funny because for my dad, the proudest accomplishment I've ever done is becoming a doctor, and for my mom, it's becoming a judge on The Masked Singer.
Well, it you know what? When you watch it, you watch it and it feels like a show that's from Asia. You know what I mean? It really does. It has that feel to it. It's like, because Asian television is very strange, especially Japanese television. Japanese television is really crazy. And then I'm assuming now Korean television is nuts too, because that's where this show came from. But it's just such a ridiculous, it is just such a ridiculous show. And I love it. So, All right. How about this? Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin, requesting this one.
And because I'm the candy man. Who can make a sunrise?
Who can make a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy man.
The candy man can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Who
can take a rainbow?
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Dave, that song's not Fly. I just thought I would. I know Sammy Davis Jr. sings it, but Candyman is not a Fly jam. I just want to say that. Not that I don't enjoy Sammy, because I do. I love Sammy. You know I love Sammy. I can call him Sammy. He and I go way back. But man, that's not Fly. That's like actually one of the most annoying songs of all time. Because it's in that damn Willy Wonka movie. That's where it came from. I believe that song is credited to the one and only Anthony Newley. British singer Anthony Newley and actor. I think he wrote, if I'm not mistaken, I think he wrote Candyman, Anthony Newley. But it's not Fly. I'm sorry. I mean, I thank you for participating in Fly Jams Friday. Candyman's not a Fly
Yes,
jam.
Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricius.
Anthony Newley, he was very popular in the 60s and 70s, Anthony Newley. British singer, appeared in movies. Oh, man. All right. Hey, look who requested a Fly jam, Dan. Eddie Volkman, our good friend Eddie Volkman. It says, can I hear The Love I Lost by Harold Melvin and the Blue? Of course you can, Eddie Volkman.
The love I lost was a sweet love.
Well, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, man, that's some good stuff. That's some Fly, good, solid Fly stuff that's Fly. Thank you, Eddie Volkman. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, buddy. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Fly Jams Friday. All right, here is Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy, what's up?
No, all right, I got... After the 1-2 verdicts last Thursday and Friday, I'm requesting, once again, The Roots and Bilal, a song that should have been Oscar-nominated last year,
yep.
But wasn't.
Yep.
Stolen from Catherine Bigelow's Detroit, It Ain't Fair.
Yep, great song.
It ain't fair. Looking for justice, and it's just us. It ain't fair. There's a riot going on out there, and it ain't fair. When your protector is your predator, it ain't fair. Nah, it ain't fair. Nah, it ain't fair. Y'all just gonna turn the other way. Nah, it ain't fair. Turn a bloody cheek on these bloody streets. It ain't fair.
It's a great song.
From a
great movie that five people saw.
Oh, man, I saw it.
Yeah.
And I saw it with a theater full of people, and I tell you, it was
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a heavy movie, man. I mean, there's no question about it. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why it didn't do so well, because it was just so hard to, at times, really, really hard to watch, but it was brilliant. And
yeah.
And I think releasing it in the summer was a really stupid idea.
Yeah. Well, you asked once before what movies made you cry.
Yeah.
And that's one that made me cry at the end of.
Yeah. No, it's heavy stuff. And then every time I hear The Roots, you know, I love them. And then I just go, why the hell are they on The Tonight Show with Jeff?
I mean, they got to make some money.
I know.
They
got to
put some money away in those IRAs and 401ks and stuff.
No, I'm not. Hey, listen, I don't begrudge them. It's just that it makes me crazy that Jimmy Fallon has the best band in late night television. That just makes me crazy.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Easy.
Take care, buddy. Yeah. And there's 43 guys in The Roots. You know, Dan? Like six, when they pan at the beginning of the Tonight Show, when he goes and they say hello to the legendary Roots crew, you know, and then they play whatever song they're playing. The camera pans down. There's 45 guys in the band. They're great, though. I mean, that's a great band, The Roots. Great band. So I know they got to, you know, that they got to feed their family and make some money and stuff like that. I understand that. But, man, it's just like they're the best band in late night. They are absolutely, without question, the best band in late night. And they're on... They're on Fallon's show. I will say what's fun though is the what Seth Meyers does with his band, the 8H band. They're good. They're a solid band. They rotate drummers every night. Did you know that, Dan?
I did know that.
Because you know Fred Armisen is the actual original drummer from the band, but he obviously is working elsewhere and he's got a lot of things going on. So they have a rotating drummer in, usually for a week. They'll have a full week with a drummer, usually from a pretty cool band, and sometimes a legendary drummer from bands and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. A little rotating drummer on Seth Meyers. Okay, let's take a break. We've got the weather here to do. Boy, it's going to be cold. Be careful if you got to go outside. Stay warm and check in on people who might need some help. It's going to be really cold. Again, it's going to be very, very cold late next week as well. So just bundle up, everybody. We'll all get through this.
I still can't seem to see where I went wrong, because I'm feeling.
Yeah. She's feeling unappreciated, Dan.
I pick up on that.
That's the band Cherish from the 90s. You should appreciate her. Jeez, I picked a couple of songs about women being real sad. One was unappreciated. One was like, how come you're not calling me? I don't know why. It wasn't a conscious theme that I chose. Wow. Okay. All right. How you doing, everybody? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here on in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Gersanich coming up with the opening bell at 5. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. We are fly jamming it right now. 312-981-7200. Let's get funky a little bit more. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, Nick? How about play a little Play That Funky Music, White Boy, by Wild Cherry?
All right. Yeah. You know, Dan, that song was massive when it was released. It was on the radio all the time. And that's fine because it's a fly jam, Wild Cherry. But, man, it was everywhere. You couldn't get away from it. You know, when you were trying to change the station with the push-button radios in the car, it would always, you push the button, you go to another station, Wild Cherry. Again, not complaining, but it was a huge song. Huge. All right. Thank you, Harold. 312-981-7200. Here's Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how are you, Nick?
All right, what do you got?
Asking again this week, whatever happened to L.B. Sure with Get Off on Your Own?
All right, here we go. Yeah. You love me and you care. That is a good question. Whatever happened to Al B. Shore? Dan, do you remember Al B. Shore?
I do not.
Oh, he was big in the 80s, like late 80s. He had some hits. Al B. Shore. I don't know what happened to him, though. Chuck, thank you for the request. We're going to put out an APB for Al B. Shore.
Seems like his last album was released in 2009.
Oh, boy. That's 10 years. You know what? He's probably one of the Masked Singers. That's probably where he is. All right. Chuck, thank you, buddy. 312-981-7200. Oh, Bennett, the Business of Funk, my main man. He's got a request, Dan? I know you know the bad that you're looking me slow. I've never heard that before. That's good. See, you know, I can always count on Bennett, the Business of Funk, and also one of the greatest voice actors in the history of the medium, to keep me up to date on the stuff that's modern, because I'm an old man. I don't know what the hell happened to music after 2000. Last 19 years, I've just been going, when's Zeppelin coming back? So that was Robotaki?
I believe so.
Satisfied featuring City Fidelia and Luigi Fidelia. Fidelia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Okay. How about that? Robotaki. Robotaki. Wasn't that one of the characters in one of the Godzilla movies? Godzilla versus Robotaki. I think that was one of them. By the way, the Godzilla movie comes out in 4 months. I just want everybody to know that. That's all I'm saying. It's only 4 months away before the greatest film in the history of the medium is released. Godzilla King of Monsters. I can't even tell you. If anybody is sitting next to me in the movie theater, because I'm going to see it in IMAX, if anybody is sitting next to me in the theater when I see Godzilla King of the Monsters, prepare to be splattered with brains because my head is going to explode. I just want everybody to know that right now. I've watched the trailer like 900 times. It's going to be the best movie ever made. Just prepare yourself. I have 4 months to prepare myself to not go completely insane during the movie. All right. Godzilla can be fly. All right. Here's Sharon on WGN. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I would like to hear an Isley Brothers classic, Living in the Life.
Oh, great. Great song. All right. Somebody say. You can never go wrong with the Isley Brothers, man. You just, you know, they're you can never go wrong. Never, never. Sharon, great choice. Have a great morning, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Take care. There you go. Isleys. Can't go wrong with the Isley Brothers. Hey, I'd like to hear an Isley Brothers song. Oh, you know what? It'll be good. I just want you to know that ahead of time. I don't care what song you pick. All right. 872 area code wanted to hear Radiation Level by Sun. Oh, that's still the Isleys. Go. Radiation Level by Sun. Yeah. All right. That's Fly Jams Friday for this Friday. We'll do it again next Friday with more Fly Jams. Thank you, DJ Shagru, for spinning the discs.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Okay. We're going to break here. We'll be back Monday morning with the Monday morning movie reviews featuring a new McConaughey movie and The Kid Who Would Be King. And of course, Eric Childress will join us live from the Sundance Film Festival to tell us about some of the movies that he's seen. And we get exclusive reports from him. So that's coming up on Monday morning. Stay warm, everybody, over the weekend. And we'll see you on Monday morning. We'll be back right after this.